probably been in here 2 years and 8 months now. I'll get out soon, but, you know, it just happens overnight. You know, you drink grog and smoke drugs and that, and you don't even know what you're doing until you end up in a lockup house, and then you're getting told by the Joongars, you know, that you've done this and done that, and they reckon you've done this, trying to lay all this stuff on, you know. But, yeah, it just happens just like that. So I'll just send a message out there to the young fellas and that, not to just drink and smoke drugs. And, you know, drugs is the worst thing in the world out there. I just lost my first cousin a couple of days ago on Monday. He ended up taking his own life because of smoking ice. So, yeah, I've had three family deaths while I've been in prison here, two of my cousins and my brother. And it's all because of drugs and drinking grog and alcohol and that, smoking ice and stuff like that. So just goes to show that all that's, you know, it's just so negative that day, and it just wrecked your life. Before you know it, you'll be sitting in jail. You know, you might have killed someone or anything, sitting in here for the rest of your days, wasting your life, rotting in a cell. You know, I've got three sisters out there and another baby brother just born. And I'm an uncle now too. You know, my sister had a kid last year, and all my cousins and that have had kids too, and I haven't even seen the kids yet, so I don't even know what they look like, you know. So I'm still sitting in jail here just wondering about what they look like, trying to imagine what they look like, you know. So just a lot of painful stuff you go through in here, and yeah, it's not worth it at the end of the day when you think about it when you're sitting in a cell. All them young fellas out there, just hope you're listening, and no, you just take on board this message, eh? It's not worth it at the end of the day. Drugs and alcohol is a bad thing. It's not meant for our people and that. And, you know, at a young age, you probably think you're, you know, a young gun, you're bulletproof and that, running around, having a good time of your life and that. But, you know, you shouldn't do it at a young age. You've got plenty of time to do it when you get older and that. When you have, you know, kids and that, you can still do it when you're an old fella, you know. But, yeah, you got to level things out and don't let it get out of control, or else you end up in here.
Creating the problem, it wasn't kind of solution.
Pretty painful too, yeah, when you go to court and you watch your family crying in the courtroom, you know, sitting there all crying, you know.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you can't do nothing about it. All you can tell them is just stop crying and that, you know, you'll be out one day. But, yeah, it's more painful for your family than it is yourself.
Yeah.
They do it harder than you do in here, and you think they do it easy out there, but they do it rock solid out there.